Mr. Sabatino, do you remember a couple of or several broadcasts ago, I suggested we do something called Guess Who? And I would give you all of the facts, and you had to guess who it was.
Yes, I remember the last one, as a matter of fact.
Okay. I have another one for you.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Put on your history buff.
I'm there.
Cap.
I got my hat.
All right. He's a man who today still touches the lives of many, even though he was born over 250 years ago. He's been called the most influential figure in the social history of the United States. He was born in a little red farmhouse in West Hartford, Connecticut, in 1758. He became a man of many interests, an educator, historian, economist, political theorist, biblical scholar, climatologist, medical researcher, journalist, legislator, and lexicographer. In every career that he tried, Carl, he left his mark. When America was only a few years old, he wrote the America Spelling Book. Millions of American children were influenced by it. It sold 15 million copies in his own lifetime, and over 60 million until it was replaced. Now, most of us would have used and would recognize his greatest accomplishment. What do you think that was, and what is his name?
I initially wanted to say Ben Franklin, but Ben Franklin was born earlier
than
that.
It's not Benny, no. I mean, you played with him as a child.
I know I did. And yeah. Heck of a guy, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It wasn't Ben Franklin, and he was born in the mid-18th century.
Mm-hmm.
An American, born here.
Yep.
Not a British loyalist.
That's correct.
Okay, good heavens. That's a tough one. Was he ever in a political office?
Yes, he was. He was a legislator, but not for very long.
Not very long. Then my second choice would have been John Quincy Adams, but it's not John Quincy Adams.
Well, let me give you another hint. He structured and published the first American revised Protestant version of the Bible. He also was instrumental in getting Congress to enact the first American copyright laws. Does that help at all?
Wow. This is a tough one.
Kevin, you have any idea? Kevin Wolf, our engineer.
I'm sitting here thinking I can't come up with anything.
Okay.
That's not helping me, Kevin. gosh. Can you tell me when he passed away?
No, I can't do that. I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right.
Because that's a very good hint, by the way. We got to set some ground rules here. I need to know when they passed away. For next time.
Well, he once wrote that America must be as independent in literature as she is in politics. Does that help you?
Holy Toledo. It's not Aaron Burr.
No.
Who was an intellectual giant, but a little bit crazy.
Just a touch.
I'm going to have to say you got me stumped on this one.
He also felt that the American English language would serve as a band of national union.
And he served as a politician.
No, I said he was in the legislature. I didn't say
not Congress.
He was no. Okay.
You got me. I'm stumped. Right. And we can't have dead air here, ladies and gentlemen.
It is Noah Webster.
Webster's Dictionary.
Yes.
Ah, damn. Okay.
See? Well, you can't say that on the
air. But I just did. Let's get the definition of D-A-M-N. Okay.
How about that, huh?
That is fascinating.
Interesting fellow. I mean, if you look back at the history of some of these
Webster's
people who influenced us in so many different ways and really look at their influence, boy, you say to yourself, wow.
That's a wow.
Amazing.
That is a wow. And you know, you got me on that one, but keep this up. But you got to get me the end date. The end date really helps me.
You wouldn't know when he died.
No, I wouldn't know. I would not have gotten that, but others I probably will. Because the end date frames it for me. I need a frame.
All right.
All right. That's new ground rules on that one.
Okay.
All right. With those new ground rules, we're going to move on to our next segment called Sabatino Rollins Smith, America Weekend. We're back.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. The most successful people know when to say no. It helps them get their most important things done. But it's hard to say no to people we work with and care for.
How can you say no without feeling guilty? Don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do.
Here's an example. A colleague asks for your help on a project, but you know you already have too much to do. Rather than just saying no, try one of these.
I can't help you today, but I would have time tomorrow.
I can't help you right now, but I know someone who can.
When you don't have time to spare, share a resource, an idea, or a contact.
That way you move the conversation from what you can't do to what you can do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to be seen by others as more attractive, more handsome, better looking? It all starts with the eyes. Here's the biological science of it. Humans are wired to take care of creatures with big eyes, like babies. In fact, the belladonna plant, translated beautiful lady, was named because females use the plant's extract to make their pupils bigger, more beautiful. Republic Pictures used the plant extract to make cowboy Roy Rogers more attractive. What's the cheap psychological trick? Want to be seen as more attractive? Well, plan a romantic dinner by candlelight. Your pupils will dilate to take in more light. They'll look bigger, and you'll be seen by your partner as more attractive. They'll be attracted to you, and they won't even know why. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.